Ancient of Days, as wonderful as you are, as glorious as you are, hallelujah, you will ever change. Ah, oh Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, oh Lord. My God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, because it is. I can face tomorrow, because in offer is God, offer is God. Oh, because I know He knows my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives, because He lives, because He lives. Oh yes, I can face tomorrow because He lives. Offer is gone, offer is gone. Oh yes, because I know. My future, my life is worth a living just because He did ask me not to change to see if your better cry to Lord, then my humble God, then my humble cry, all others thou art wrong. For did I do, nor pass me back. Say, blessed Savior, 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 yeah, my humble. My humble cry, why Lord, as thou art come, all it have I do, nor pass me back. Oh, yes, shout to Jesus, Jesus, Papa Jesus, Jesus, yeah. My humble cry, yeah, my humble cry, Lord, 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 thou art born. Only the battle, nor pass me by. Oh, brother, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, remember me today, 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 today. Oh, Jehovah, remember me, O Lord, remember me, O Lord. Jesus, remember me, O Lord, today. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Jehovah, I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you, I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, sing it one more time. I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Jehovah, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, oh yeah, forever. Oh Lord. The word is settled in heaven, it is settled, it is settled forever, 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 oh Lord. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Just lift up your voice, I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. Forever is what is settled in heaven. Let's lift him up. Let's bow before his throne. Let's pray like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the unchangeable changer, the lily of valley, the brighter morning star. Lift up my voice. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. Over your life, say thank you, Jesus. Over your family, say thank you, Jesus. Over your home, say thank you, Jesus. Over your health, say thank you, Jesus. There are several thousands of people this year that have gone within the space of 2 months. But God has preserved you and I. Lift up your voice. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord. Just worship him. Just bless him. Say something good about your God. He's the I am that I am, the lily of valley, the brighter morning star, the one that cannot change. Father, we worship you. Father, we lift you up. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much. Who is like unto thee? Oh my God, among the gods, who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. You are doing wonders at will. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you. You are such a mighty God, the one that cannot change. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We lift you up. We give you all the glory and adoration. Over our families, we say thank you very much. For what you are doing that we can see, we say thank you very much. For what you are doing that we cannot even see, we say thank you very much. Lift up your voice. It's the Alpha, it's the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we thank you for your grace that is more than sufficient for us. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. We thank you for your mercy that endures forever. We thank you for your name that is above every other name. Lift up your voice. I'm going to bless you. He's the King of Kings, the one that cannot change, the ocean divider, the destiny rewriter. Father, we thank you. You are worshiping us. You are worthy to be praised. There's no like unto you. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever sin I've committed in my life, that I want to stand against my prayer tonight. Ha! Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, all have sinned. I've come short the glory of the Almighty God. Lift up your voice tonight and say, Father, any sin I've committed in my life, that I want to stand against me. Have mercy, Lord. Holy Lord, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Ask God for his mercy in the name of Jesus. His mercy, the Bible says, endure forever. Father, we thank you for your mercy that endure forever. Father, we appreciate you. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let the heaven over my prayer tonight open by fire in the name of Jesus. Let your heaven open. You cannot pray under a closed heaven. Open your mouth and pray tonight. Father, let the heaven over my prayer open tonight by fire. Open, open, open for 21 days. Daniel was praying for his particular prayer in Daniel chapter 10. But because the heaven was closed, until when his prayer reinforced heaven again. Father, declare your heaven open. I declare my heaven over my prayer tonight. Open tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. My heaven must open in the name of Jesus. My heaven must open in Jesus' name. Our heaven has opened. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, rulers of darkness in high places. Every environment has got their own power that rule the environment. You are going to lift up your voice and pray. Say, every power
assigned against my prayer tonight, be arrested by fire in the name of Jesus. Be arrested, be arrested, be arrested. Every flying bird, every evil cat, every satanic animal assigned against my prayer tonight, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Let them be arrested tonight in Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to declare this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. In tonight's prayer line, answer me by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Tell God to let your heaven, your voice connect to heaven today. In the name of Jesus, Father, answer me by fire. Answer me by fire. Answer me by fire. In tonight's prayer line, Oluwa, oh, please answer me by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, answer me tonight by fire. In tonight's prayer line, answer me by fire. In the name of Jesus, oh, pray, 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 pray. Father, let my heaven open. Father, answer me by fire tonight. Answer me by fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Answer me, answer me, answer me by fire. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 verse 19. Isaiah 43 verse 19. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. In verse 18, he said, forget about the former things. No, consider the things of the old. He said, behold, I, God, will do a new thing. He said, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way for you in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I am praying for somebody here tonight that will passionately say amen to this prayer. It doesn't matter how roads are blocked against you. It doesn't matter the forces of darkness that are gathered against you. God has promised somebody here tonight that he will do a new thing over your family, over your children's life, over your destiny, over your grandchildren, the Lord will do a new thing. In the name of Jesus, in your marriage, God will do a new thing. In your finances, God will do a new thing. In your career, God will do a new thing. In your office, the Lord will do a new thing. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God will never go unfulfilled. I decree tonight, the new thing that God is about to do in everybody, God will do it before the end of this month in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to gather yourself to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, according to your word in Isaiah 43 verse 19, open a new chapter in my family in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. The chapter of sorrow has no past. Father, open a new chapter in my career. Open a new chapter in your marriage. Open a new chapter in your finances. Open a new chapter in your health. Open a new chapter. Tell me not tonight. Open your water. Pray, pray, pray. Father, not tonight. Open a new chapter in the name of Jesus. Chapter of delay. I don't want it anymore. Chapter of sickness. I don't want it anymore. Chapter of failure. I don't want to open a new chapter in the name of Jesus. Tell God to open a new chapter. Open a new chapter. Open a new chapter in the name of Jesus. Open a new chapter in the mighty name of Jesus. Open a new chapter of breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. See, every good door that need to open, for me to be congratulated, open by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Declare the door open. Every new door. You have to say life and death are in the power of tongue. If you open the door must be open. Every good door that needs to open in your family. Every good door that needs to open in your life. For your testimony to spring up. For people to gather to celebrate you. Father, let the door open. Enough of stagnation. The door must open. The door must open. Oh, do open it up. Father, open the door tonight. Every good door. The door of favor, the door of breakthrough that need to open, the door of conception that need to open, the door of next level that need to open for me to be congratulated. Open tonight by fire. Open tonight by fire. What do I open? Open, open, open. Open the door in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. We are going to pray the next one. Say, oh God of a new beginning. Arise tonight. Answer me by fire. The God of a new beginning. Open your mouth and declare that one. In the name of Jesus, open, arise, arise, answer me by fire. Answer me by fire. In the name of Jesus, answer me by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, answer me by fire. Open your mouth and pray. The God of a new beginning. Enough of stagnancy. I need a change. Open your mouth and pray. Answer me tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, answer me, answer me, answer me, answer me. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I am praying for somebody here tonight. I decree to your life in the name that is above every other name. Before the end of this year, the miracle that will silence your mocker, the miracle that will know that this is the hand of God, if your heaven is loud, shall happen in your life in the name of Jesus. It shall happen. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall happen to you. In Jesus, mighty name, we are prayed. We are going to pray. Beloved, there are some miracles that you find here to explain. Is that somebody believing God for the fruit of the womb, and suddenly after years of marriage, you just hear that the wife is pregnant, after pregnancy, about 4 children at once. How would you explain that one to people? How would you say that, they have 4 children? I am praying for somebody here that in the name that is above every other name, the miracle that will silence your mocker, the miracle that will shock your friends, in the name that is above every other name, shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to turn it to prayer. I beg you, pray for yourself, as I'm praying for myself. Lift up a voice and pray this one loud and clear. Say, miracles that will terminate my past ridicules. My life is available. Manifest by fire. Pray. The miracle that will terminate my past ridicule. Oh, yeah, manifest. Oh, yeah, manifest. Oh, yeah, manifest. Oh, yeah, manifest. Pray. You have been ridiculed enough. Something must happen in your life. Your life must move forward. You must have a change. Something must happen. The miracle that will come your heart. No, look at you. It will cancel your past ridicule. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Aha. Pray. My sister, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, pray. The miracle that surpasses this man's explanation. Let it happen to you in the name of Jesus. Let it happen to you in the name of Jesus. Let it happen to you in the name of Jesus. Let it happen to you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. The battle that is making a 4-day journey for years in your life. The battle making a 10-day journey, 10 years in your life. The battle making 11-day journey, 11 years in your life. I decree by the mandate of heaven, tonight as the Lord liveth, that battle must expire. In the name of Jesus, for 430 years, the Bible said the children of Israel, they were in bondage. But one day, just like today, the 11th of June, the Bible said God came down and saw the affliction of the people. He said, I have come down to deliver you. I am praying for somebody here. I don't know how long your problem is, that your delay, that your marital problem, that your visa problem. I don't know how long the problem has been on the existence. But I know something. The name of Jesus. He says above every other name. At the mention of that name, everything must bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Therefore, tonight I speak particularly to that particular person. In the name that is above every other name, before the end of this month, I decree the long-term problem, the long-term issue, the burden of your heart that have been a problem to you, it must expire by fire. It must expire by fire. It must expire by fire. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, wicked powers that has determined to kill me before my testimony appear. You know they can do that particular thing? I've seen it before. Somebody applied for home office here for several years, rejection, refusal, rejection, refusal, refusal. And the week that they say, okay, well, after several years of waiting, he received the paper like this. And within 2 weeks after receiving the paper, he died. Why? There are some powers that wait until your miracle appear before they strike. I decree to somebody's life here, any power anywhere, waiting for your day of joy to turn into a day of sorrow, I command the power to die. In the name of Jesus, they shall die, they shall die, they shall die, they shall die, they shall die. In the name of Jesus. I met that person. When I saw him like this, he forgot about the miracle. Why? Because of the level of problem he was passing through. He was quarter to die, few days to die. And I said, it was later after spending hours with him before he died. And I realized that he said, sorry, Shegu, I didn't even mention to you that this paper came last week. I said, which paper? That you have been waiting for over 10 years of waiting, it happened. And after that day, that was within weeks or days, I just heard the news that the guy has been killed. He died, not that he killed, he died. Why? There are some power that wait for your day of joy to manifest before the wisdom person. So we are going to pray that prayer. Say, wicked powers that has not touched the day of my joy. And they are determined to waste my life before them. You are a liar. Die. Da, 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 da. Every power that has waited for the day of my joy to waste my life before the day appears. You are a liar. Die by fire. Pray that prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. Don't joke with that prayer at all. In the mighty name of Jesus, I beg you in the name of Jesus. Pray. Every power that has identified the day of your joy and they want to destroy you before them, they shall be wasted tonight. Kill them before they kill you. Open your mouth and pray. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must die tonight. Help yourself tonight. Don't joke with this prayer. Something must happen tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray this one loud and clear. Some people are passing through some things that they don't even know how to explain it. Anywhere they turn to, there is always battle waiting for them there. They try this, that is battle. They try that, that is battle. They try this. Everything they lay there, it is always battle. We are going to pray this prayer point loud and clear. It's called the strange battle. So the next few prayer points is to address the strange battles in your life. Some of us, you go to the doctor, and the doctor will say they've done all the kind of scans, and you are okay. But inside you, you know there's something wrong somewhere. Some of us, you see beautiful outside, but inside you, there is a body, there is a pain. I am praying for somebody here. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18. It says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cautioned. I am decreed today. It doesn't matter how long the problem has been in your life. Today, it must expire. It must expire. The problem must expire. In the name of Jesus, you are going to lift up the voice. Loud and clear. Say, any strange battle in my life. Asking for the whereabouts of my God. They say you go to church. Where is your God? Yeah, nothing to show for it. They say you are beautiful. You are always praying. What is the evidence in your life? The Bible says, my preaching is not an ordinary word. It's for the demonstration of God's power. Beloved, if you are a believer and nothing is in your body, in your life to deflect being a believer, the unbeliever will mock you. That's why we need to pray against the power, the problem that is asking you that where is your God? You are going to pray. Say, every strange battle in my life, asking me where is my God? Oh God, arise! Show yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Tell God to show himself. He has done it before. The Father who has the children of Israel, who is that your God that will let you go? And God showed himself. Tell God to show himself. Oluwa, show yourself in the name of Jesus. Situation in my life, asking me for my God. Oh God, arise! Show yourself! Pray. Show yourself. Pray. Show yourself in the name of Jesus. Show yourself. Father, show yourself. Show yourself in the name of Jesus. Pray. Tell God to show himself tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, pray with yourself. Show yourself. tonight, in my life, show yourself, in my family, show yourself, in the name of Jesus, tell God to show himself, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, show yourself, in Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, in Micah chapter 7 verse 8, he said, rejoice not over me, you my enemy. He said, when I fall, I will rise again. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be your light. I am using this scripture for somebody here. There are several attempts in your life that you have seen yourself falling. You have failed in so many assignments. But tonight I decree, according to Micah 7 verse 8, you shall rise again. 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 Every enemy that want to rejoice over your falling, they will see you on the top in the name of Jesus. And they will see you on the top in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, when I fall, I will rise again. When I sit in dark, it doesn't matter how dark the place is. He said, the Lord shall be the light upon you. You are going to pray the next prayer point. You are going to shout this one without any apology to any power. Say, every strange battles assigned to turn my life upside down. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Let them scatter tonight. Every battle that want to turn your life upside down, you are a liar. Open your mouth and pray. Every battle that want to turn your life upside down, scatter by fire. Scatter tonight. Tonight is your end. Scatter, 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 scatter. Aha! Look at what is happening. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer for yourself. Help yourself in the prayer. 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 Any battle that want to turn your life upside down, they must scatter tonight. 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 Something must happen in your life. The battle must scatter. Enough is enough. Something must happen. Be angry about your situation. In the name of Jesus, for your people, this same battle, he must utter. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. The next prayer, I told you I'm going to preach some time on same battles. There are some battles that appear each time you want to make progress in life. There is a problem that is always waiting at the edge of your breakthrough. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9, it says, a great and effectual door is open unto you, but there are many adversaries. You are going to lift up your voice. I beg you, if you cannot pray for yourself, pray for your children, your children, your children. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, wicked battles waiting at the edge of my success. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Pray, 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 pray. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Scatter tonight. Scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Every wicked battle waiting at the edge of my wicked. Oh, yeah, scatter. 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 Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. The next prayer point is still strange battle that messes up people's talent. You see that this person is a star. There is something about the person that is always negative. I met a sister years ago in our old branch. This sister, she doesn't come to our church, but she comes for a special program. And in the program, she will pray. I did not know that she is a born star. One day, she was praying and crying. Each time she made a proposal to make the star shine like this, something would just happen and it would just crush the team. Until when we pray, until the yoke is broken. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, one of my favorite passages in the Bible. He said, it shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted off your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. By the anointing in the house tonight, by the anointing on this prayer line tonight, I decree to everyone here who is supposed to be 10 years ahead of them where they are at the moment, I prophesy to your life. He said, believe in your God and you shall prosper. Believe in your prosper and you shall also prosper. I decree in the name of Jesus, every battle that want to mess up your talent, every battle that want to mock your glory, every battle that want to frustrate your effort, today by the power power. In the name of Jesus, the battle scatter tonight. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. You are going to pray like this. Say, any strange battle. Aside to mock my destiny. Any strange battle. Aside to mess up my talents. Any strange battle. Aside to frustrate my efforts. You are a liar. The battle must die. That want to frustrate your effort. That want to mess up your talent. That want to mock your destiny. Open your mouth and pray. The battle must die. The battle must die. The battle must die. The battle must die. Help yourself to die. The battle must die. In the name of Jesus. The battle must die. Open your mouth and pray. The battle must die. In the name of Jesus. Every battle that want to mess up your talent. That want to mess up your efforts. In the name of Jesus. The battle was there in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praised. Pray two more of that battle. Say, wicked battle. Aside to frustrate the works of my hands. Beloved, there is no day I'll pray and I will not make reference to mothers and fathers that has labored by the children. That is their work of the hand. They labor, and I know some parents in this country that they have labored several years over all their children, but today they are full-time enemies. Why? There is a battle that is always frustrating the works of their hand. I am praying for any family here going through one strange thing or the other. In the name that is above every other name, the Prince of Peace shall reign in your home. In the name of Jesus. Aha. He said the battle that frustrated the earth. I want to pray for every mother here again. Maka sutani prosoto batayaba. In Marike setenemo. In the name that is above every other name, I pray for every mother. Please, if you are a mother here or mother to be, whether you are single, just lift up your hand to the heavenly in faith. As I lift up my hand now, I decree to your hand tonight by the power in the name of Jesus over your children, you will never labor in vain. You will not labor in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus, the day they will be doing great things in life, on their graduation, on their wedding ceremony, on their naming ceremony, you shall never be found wanting in the name of Jesus. Nobody will replace you. Nobody will replace you in the name of Jesus. With the hand you lift up to the heavens, and the one I've lifted up myself, I declare today, by the power in the name of Jesus, we will not sign the death register for our children in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Psalm 91 verse 16, it says, with long life, it will satisfy you. Over your family, you shall be satisfied. Over your children, you shall be satisfied. It will say in Psalm 71 verse 21, it says, he has increased my greatness, and he has comforted me on every side. In your mind, you shall be comforted. In your business, you shall be comforted. In your home, you shall be comforted. In your career, you shall be comforted. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if somebody here that is sick, I pray for you. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet, the Egyptian of sickness that has bounced on you at the early part of this year, I pray for you tonight. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray that prayer. Say, every strange battle, aside from frustrating the works of my hands, especially over my children, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Scatter the battle. Scatter the battle. Scatter the battle. Don't jump with that prayer. Scatter the battle tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, scatter, scatter, scatter. Aha. That is it. 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 Pray. Scatter the battle tonight. Scatter the battle tonight. Something must happen in the name of Jesus. Something must happen. Something must happen. Something must happen in your life. Open your mouth and pray. You want to scatter, scatter, scatter. Open your pray. Aha. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. This next prayer is for those who have faith in the Lord. Elisha said, before he said it in 1 Kings chapter 7, there was famine in the land, But to the extent that the women and the men in that place, they were killing their children to eat. And the level of famine was so, problem was so high that they were killing their children to boil to eat. Ah, I am praying for somebody here. Any problem that will locate you and your family, that you'll be constricting, tampering with the life of your children, that problem will never come our way in the name of Jesus. Look at what happened. In verse 7, the Bible says Elisha make a declaration. He said, he declared it. The Bible said, life and death are in the power of tongue. And those that know it, they eat the fruit thereof. He said, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of God will never go fulfilled. He said, by this time tomorrow, the shekel of food or flour shall be sold for 1 shekel. That means they killed a day before, by this time tomorrow. That means and that prophecy came back to life. I am praying for somebody here, as the Lord liveth, by this time tomorrow, the 12th day of month of June 2020, by this time tomorrow, the miracle that will embarrass your friends, the miracle that will shock your enemies, the miracle that will bring tears of joy to you, if your faith is strong and your amen is loud, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. So the next prayer point is your own. So once you say it, it will come to pass. Job chapter 22, verse 38. He said, thou shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Beloved, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, he said, as you have spoken into my hearing, so will I do unto you. So you are about to make a declaration now. In this prayer, I beg you, don't joke with it. Just picture yourself to what you have been, that letter you have been waiting for, that issue that you have been body, don't worry about it. He said, surely there is an end. There is somebody here tonight. I see you dancing in the spirit realm, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice with faith and with anger your bone. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh God of 24-hour miracle. My life is available. Appear by fire. In the name of Jesus, appear my situation. Oh God of 24-hour miracle, appear my situation, appear my situation, appear my situation. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. My brother, my sister, today is the day the Lord has made. The God of 24-hour miracle, he will appear your life. He will appear your family. He will appear your destiny. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the God of 24-hour miracle, he must do something in your life. The God of 24-hour miracle, something must happen. In your marriage, you will carry your baby. In your marriage, you will feel fruitful. You shall multiply. In the name of Jesus, tears of joy shall be your portion. You will open your mouth and declare the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the God of 24-hour miracle, he will show himself in your life and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I am standing here to declare to somebody's life that the Bible says in Isaiah 55 verse 10, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of the Lord will never go unfulfilled. You have declared to your life with passion for a change of story. If you believe it, the Bible said, these signs shall only follow them that believe it. If you believe it, I decree tonight, by this time tomorrow, the miracle that you have been waiting for, the testimony that you have been waiting for, the phone call of joy, the letter of miracle that you will be dancing after receiving, I command them to bombard you in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. There is somebody here that will get an uncommon miracle. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say thank you, Jesus. Open your Bible with me to a story of a man in 2 Samuel chapter 6. I want everybody to listen very carefully to this passage, as the Lord will bless us for the remaining days, for 15 minutes on this line. To use this scripture to pray. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Everybody must open it, please. 2 Samuel chapter 6. I want you to key into it. And even after tonight's prayer, use this scripture to pray again. In 2 Samuel chapter 3, chapter 6, sorry, 2 Samuel chapter 6, I read from verse 1. The Bible says, again, David gathered all the choice of men of Israel, 30,000 of them, verse 2, and they arose and went with all the people who were with them to Baalah Judah to bring up the ark of the Lord, whose name is called by the Lord of hosts, who dwells in between the cherubims. So he gathered 30,000 people to go and bring the ark of the Lord to the palace. In verse 3, so they set the ark of the Lord on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which is on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the son of Abinadab, drove the new cart. They were driving the donkey or whatever. New cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which is on the hill. So the place is kind of hilly. You know, it's like a slopy area. Accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. So Ahio was at the front. This one was behind. In verse 5, and David and all the house of Israel played music with all kind of music instruments. With the firewood, with the harp, on the string instrument, on tambourine, and sistrum, and cymbal. And when they came to Nakon, that's the place, the threshing floor, Uzzah, which is one of the sons of Abinadab, put his hand to the ark of the Lord to take hold of it, for the oxen that was carrying it stumbled. So the oxen, the animal carrying the ark of God, was shaking, was almost falling down. So Uzzah supported, he stretched up his hand, so that the ark of the Lord does not fall down. To you and I, what Uzzah has done was a good thing. But look at what happened in verse 7. Then the anger of the Lord aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of the Lord. I am praying for everyone here tonight, including myself and my family, that the error that we made that will bring the anger of God, we will not do such error in the name of Jesus. We shall not do such error in the name of Jesus. So that's not where I'm going. And God's killing them. In verse 8, and David saw what happened. He became very angry before the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. And look at what happened in verse 9. David was so afraid of that day. And he said, how can the ark of God, there's something missing there, who has killed somebody now, come to me? He was scared. How can the ark of God that he saw that he killed somebody now come to him? So David would not move the ark of God into the city of David, but he now looked for somebody. I'm sure this person was not part of the 30,000 he gathered. He looked for somebody he doesn't like in the city. He said David took it aside into the house of a man called Obed-Edom, the Gittite. Obed-Edom did not expect any ark. It was a surprise. The king knocked the door and placed the ark in his house. And imagine, I'm sure David does not like the man, because something that kills somebody now, David took it to somebody else. He was kept to take it to his own house. And look at what happened when the ark got to the house. The Bible says in verse 11, the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months. 3 months. Beloved, what this story tells me is that before that day, Obed-Edom must have been praying some certain prayer. God, when will my story change? God, when will you appear in my situation? But God has prepared what the enemy thought would kill him to not be a blessing. The Bible says in verse 11, the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the gate for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom, and not only him, and all his household. I am praying for somebody here. Before we share the grace here tonight, the Lord will establish a generational blessing to your family in the name of Jesus. A generational blessing. The king had something. When look at verse 12. And now it was told, they now took the information to David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. Beloved, that day, God remembered the man called Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom was not part of the people that were 30,000 at all. He was not recognized in the city at all. But don't no wonder what happened to Joseph. In Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, he said, they meant it for evil, but God turned it to good. They meant it for evil for Obed-Edom, but God turned that into good. Before that time, there was no here or there was no place in the Bible that they mentioned the word Obed-Edom. But that day, after the ark entered the house of Obed-Edom, so many things happened. For example, they start hearing stories that, oh, have you heard about Obed-Edom estate? Very massive estate. Have you heard about Obed-Edom aircraft? Have you heard about Obed-Edom lorries? Have you heard about Obed-Edom cars? Have you heard about Obed-Edom universities? All good things the king heard that a blessing of 3 months have boosted this guy's destiny. I am praying for somebody here. The everlasting covenant of generational blessings shall be established in your family tonight in the name of Jesus. They heard story about Obed-Edom, and that was how the David said, you know what? 3 months, go and bring the ark of God back to his house. Obed-Edom was forgotten, but God remembered him. Listen very carefully. When God remembers you, listen, number one, your part-time blessing will become a full-time blessing. Your part-time blessing will become what? A full-time blessing. Before that time, Obed-Edom was relying on his salary. Every month, I'll get 10,000, 1,000, 1,000. And after the came to his house, he expanded his business. So many things happened that we don't record it. He said, God bless all that he has. He must have been hearing so many stories. For example, somebody who has a small room before, now he has a larger estate. That is what is called the blessing of God. No wonder the Bible said the blessing of the Lord is what maketh rich and add no sorrow. Tonight I decree, generational blessing shall be established in your family in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, I was young, now I am old. I am the righteous forsaken, nor is generation beg for bread. I decree tonight, your generation, they will not beg to eat. Your generation, they will not beg to eat. Your generation, they will not beg to eat. In the name of Jesus. This man, Obed-Edom, he looked like, he said, how would this happen? He saw blessing from the left, from the light, from the, I decree tonight, hey, the miracle that will embarrass your enemies, receive it now in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, your lack will turn to abundant surplus. When God remembers you, your disappointment will suddenly turn to divine appointment in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, according to Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11, your closed doors will surely open. I am praying for somebody here. The power that has closed your womb, the power that has close your marriage, the power that has closed your business, the power that has closed your career, the power that has closed your early destiny. Today, that door is open tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. When God remembers you, your closed doors will turn to an open doors. When God remembers you, your weeping will turn to joy. No wonder. Psalm 30 verse 5, it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There is somebody listening to me now. You have been crying in the secret. Where will God answer my prayer? I am telling you today, if you ever can be the loudest wherever you are, your season of joy has been established in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. 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 Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I decree to your life, your ordained helper will surely locate you. When God remembers you, your helper of destiny that has forgotten you will surely locate you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight in the name that is above every other name. There is somebody here. I decree by the mandate of heaven, by the power in the name of Jesus, God will remember you for good in the mighty name of Jesus. He looked at the woman with the issue of blood. She had been bleeding for 12 years. There was no hope. She has spent all that she has. But the woman made up her mind. If I can only touch the hem of his garment, There is somebody passing through a medical problem now. You have tried all that you need to try. The doctor said there's nothing wrong with you, but you know that something is wrong internally. I decree by the mandate of heaven, Maruka Satana Babo, Maruyeo, Masatana Baba, I decree the healing power of God that move from that virtue, from the hem of Jesus' garment, will locate you now. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, receive your healing. Receive your healing. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet, every organ in your body that is malfunctioning, every organ in your body that is causing trouble, today by the power, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing by fire. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by the strap of Jesus, we are healed. Therefore, tonight, I use the strap of Jesus. The Egyptian of constant sickness. The Egyptian of constant bleeding. In the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 107 verse 20. The Bible says he sent his word and the word healed them. And delivered them from all their distresses. I pray for somebody here tonight. I don't know how long your sickness has been in your body. Tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, I am sending the word from Psalm 107 verse 20. I send it to you right away. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. The Egyptian that you saw before calling this line tonight, the Egyptian you saw before linking up tonight, you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name we are prayed. When God remembers you, he will turn your mourning into dancing. That is in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. He will turn your mourning into dancing. When God remembers you, whatever you start must surely complete. He will finish it. You start a project, you must surely finish it. When God remember you, this one I love you so much. Your prayer points, your prayer requests will turn to divine testimonies in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, those who are waiting to mock you, they will surely witness your celebration in the mighty name of Jesus. When God remembers you, divine blessing will surely locate you in the mighty name of Jesus. When God remembers you, your lost hope, we see the hand of powerful God in the name of Jesus. When God remembers you, your heaven must surely open. And lastly, when God remembers you, a new chapter of joy will be opened in your life. I decree today, Ayakata, by the power in the name of Jesus, a miracle that will embarrass your enemy. Receive it now by fire in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Now you are going to pray. If you desire the kind of blessing that this man experienced for just only 3 months until today, 2,000 years after, we are still reading about it. If you want to receive that kind of miracle, you need to make Jesus your friend. If you don't have Jesus and you are crying and praying, I just guess your prayer will go to voicemail. And unfortunately, God does not pick his voicemail. So if you really want God to hear your cry tonight in the next 5 minutes, because I'm going to be giving you a blank check tonight to pray to God that which area of your life do you think you want God to step in? The woman with the issue of blood say, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So if you really believe and strongly believe that you want God's hand to be upon you tonight, you are going to say, Father, I acknowledge the fact that I am a sinner. Father, please forgive me tonight. Cleanse me tonight. Wash me clean. Make me whole. I don't want to end my life in hellfire. I want to start a new life, oh Lord. Father, forgive me all my past sins and all my past iniquity. Use your blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary to cleanse me tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. Hey, thank you, Jesus. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. By the power that remembered Obed-Edom. Remember me tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Tell God to remember you in the name of Jesus. Father, the power that I remember you, Father, remember me. Oluwa, remember me tonight. Tell God to remember you. Tell God to remember you. Tell God to remember you. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. My sister, pray. Tell God to remember you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, remember me. Oluwa, that's your name, Oluwa. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to continue like this. Please intervene in my case. Oluwa, intervene in my case. In the case of my children. In the case of my wife, oh Lord. Father, remember me. Father, remember me. Father, remember me. In the name of Jesus. Tell God to remember you tonight. Tell God to remember you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Tell God to remember. Tell God to remember you. Tell God to remember you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell God to remember you. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Say, we can powers. Assigned to disgrace me. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. We get power. I say to this, just me. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Every weekend power. Aside to disgrace me, you are a liar. Da. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey. Three more prayer points. Say, powers of my father's house. Powers of my mother's house. That has stolen what belongs to my life. I recover you by fire. Pray. When the enemy steals something in your dream, something will be recovered. I recover everything the enemy has stolen from my life, in the physical and the spiritual, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I recover all. In the mighty name of Jesus, I recover all. Help yourself, Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lift up your voice and pray this one. Loud and clear. Say, oh God, arise. Take me to my promised land in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that your marriage is your promised land. That your business is your promised land. Father, tonight, oh Lord, I am due to be at my promised land. Take me to my promised land. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to take you there. Father, take me there. In the name of Jesus, Father, take me to my promised land. In the name of Jesus, Father, take me to my promised land. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, take me to my promised land. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You have to pray this over yourself. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! And change my story to glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, arise and change my story to glory. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. You pray for your children like that. Father, change their glory to their story. You have said so many stories. You have complained enough. Father, change my story to glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, change my glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, Father, change my story to glory. Open your mouth and pray. Father, change my story to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, change my story to glory. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, for just only 1 minute, tell God where exactly his shoe is pinching you. He said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Tell the Lord tonight, where is God? Where do you want God to step into your case? Open your mouth and tell the Lord, where do you want God to step in tonight? Tell the Lord to show himself tonight. In your circumstances, Father, show yourself. In your marriage, God must show himself. In your situation, God must show himself. Tell the Lord tonight, my sister, my brother, today is your day of your glory. Something must happen in your life. People must gather to celebrate you. Tell the Lord tonight. Open your mouth. Tell the Lord tonight. Father, show yourself. In my family, Oluwa, show yourself. In my career, Oluwa, show yourself. In my ministry, Oluwa, show yourself. Father, show yourself. Ki gbogbo araye le mo daju wipe o. Jesus ni kono ba lori aye gbogbo baba fagbara re o. Tell the Lord to show himself. Father, show yourself. In my kindergarten, in my my family, in my career, in my business, in my marriage. Father, show yourself. Open your mouth of prayer. Tell the Lord to show himself. Father, show yourself. The God of Obed-Edom, he showed himself in his life. His life never remained the same. We are still reading about him. Father, show yourself tonight. Father, show yourself tonight. Father, show yourself tonight. Open your mouth of prayer. Father, show yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, show yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. I pray to everyone here tonight. I pray for everyone here tonight, rather, that in the name that is above every other name, in the name that is above every other name, when next I hear from you, it shall be testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare every agenda of darkness over your family is scattered completely tonight. In the name of Jesus, is there any power that wants you to cry over your children, that wants you to cry over your health, that wants you to cry over your life? Today, I command them to be wasted. In the name of Jesus, your marriage will be peaceful. In the name of Jesus, your health will be restored. In the name of Jesus, you will dance for joy. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. In Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3, he said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter. There is somebody listening to me tonight. I don't know who you are, but the angel of God beside you is about to give you a total laughter. In the name of Jesus, receive your laughter. Receive your laughter. Receive your laughter. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Please listen to this announcement. God bless you. Listen to this announcement before you go. On Sunday, by the grace of God, we do what is called house fellowship, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. House fellowship, 6 to 7 p.m., please, on the same platform. Join it. It's better to learn the word and also pray. Watch and pray. And on Monday, we do Bible studies. And this prayer line is goes on Mondays like this, 10 to 11 o'clock, and Thursdays, 10 to 11 o'clock. So by the grace of God, we'll meet again on Thursday for the house fellowship. It's better to learn the word and also pray so that I can have a fantastic result. God bless you all as you join us in the name of Jesus. If I'll be blessed with that, shout a massive hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The grace of fellowship,
Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the sweet
fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Give
us now
and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of God forever. Amen. Because of what God has done today, shout 7 fantastic hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more thing again, please. All these prayer points, all the prayer requests, they are all on our website, mfmwisdom.org. They are all there on our website. You can always go back to all their past prayers and review them on the website. mfmwisdom.org. They are all there. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
God bless you, sir. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Your powerhouse.
God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir.
Yaria.